Have you heard our weather forecast for tonight? It has me a bit worried for some of our crops. Hi there, this is Sheenie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne Counties in far northwest Kansas. And yes, I'm a bit concerned about the overnight forecasted lows for some of our crops that are not yet mature. So we're going to discuss corn and grain sorghum that have not yet reached black layer. Corn is affected when the temperatures are below or at 32 degrees. Temperatures below 32 degrees can produce damage even when the exposure time is relatively short. Clear skies, low humidity, and calm wind conditions increase freeze damage even with the temperatures that are slightly above 32 degrees. This is all very important because the amount of leaf damage can have a direct effect on how much damage there is to the corn yield and test weight. When the minimum air temperature is low enough to kill the leaf tissue, a corn plant can continue to fill the grain by moving sugars from the stalk into the developing corn ear. An extremely hard freeze of 28 degrees or lower can damage the ear shank. This seems to be more of a temperature range of what's predicted for the overnight lows. The ear shank is the part of the plant that holds the ear onto the corn plant. If the ear shank is damaged, it prevents any sugars that are contained in the stalk from moving into that corn ear and helping finish the fill. Here's a quick idea of the amount of damage from a freeze event at a couple of different growth stages. If your corn is just now in full dent and just the leaf tissue is damaged, then the approximate yield loss is 26%. If the temperature gets cold enough to damage the ear shank at full dent, the predicted yield loss is around 45%. If your corn is in the late dent and just the leaf tissue is damaged, the approximate damage to the yield is 6%. If it damages the ear shank during that late dent, then the expected yield loss is 12%. For grain sorghum, temperatures below 40 degrees will inhibit growth and grain fill, and we've had a few nights that have gotten pretty close to that. In a study conducted at K-State several years ago, sorghum plants during grain fill were exposed to temperatures of 32 degrees, 28, and 24 degrees for 2, 4, and 8 hours. The maximum damage was at 28 degrees or lower for 2 hours or longer. The exposure to 28 degrees for less than 2 hours resulted in less severe damage. In addition, the greater damage, the lower the seed weight. This is because the phloem, or the pipes in the plant that the sugars flow through, were severely damaged by the cold temperatures. This limits or stops the flow of sugars and carbohydrates from the stem into the grain. In this study, there was approximately a 20% yield loss when the plants were exposed to 28 degrees for 2 hours or longer. So here's a quick recap. For corn, yield loss is tied to the damage on the corn leaves and damage to the ear shank. If the shank is not damaged, sugars from the stem continue to move into that developing grain. Freeze on grain sorghum is tied to the low temperatures and how long it stays cold. Colds can severely limit or stop the flow of sugars in the developing grain from cold temperatures. Temperatures of 28 degrees or colder for 2 hours or longer resulted in the most severe yield losses. Now, our forecasted overnight lows are going to be in that 28 to 29 degree range, so be prepared for some damage on crops that have not yet reached black layer, or what us crop scientists like to call physiological maturity. All of this information is contained in a K-State publication entitled Fall Freeze Damage on Summer Crops. This publication is posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.